prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has
broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Orlean Coulomb, who is the president of the California Eagle Forum. And certainly she's been an activist for many years. Heads a citizens' rights group up there in the Santa Rosa area where she lives. She's written a couple of fascinating treatises, the most recent is on the North American Union. And, of course, one of the most interesting things, Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi's good friend of ours, has recently written an article for the WorldNet Daily where he points out that we're making progress. So much information is getting out on this effort to destroy the sovereignty of our nation that they decided to just do away with the idea of a North American Union and change the name of it. They're going to, of course, going to push the same thing, but they're going to change the name to something else so they can continue working to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and, of course, the prosperity of our people. The elitists pretty have a different worldview. They have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to world government. And before we can have a world government, we have to get people to give up their national sovereignty. And so the plan laid out many, many years ago, and they're following it to the end. You can verify this by going to the writings of Dr. Dennis Kennedy. The plan is simply to get countries to go into trade agreements. And out of those trade agreements, then, of course, you'll have to give up a certain amount of your sovereignty. And then, of course, once you have the trade agreements, you need more of a bureaucracy to regulate it, to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to. And pretty soon you have a government independent of the sovereign governments. And then, of course, you have a currency. And then once everything is in place, and we have, of course, these trade unions, whether it be North America, South America, Asia, Africa, Central Asia, Pacific Rim, European, then we can consolidate them all. That's what the internationalists want, because their goal is one world government, one world religion with the destruction of Christianity and this ruling oligarchy. It's basically the same thing that Plato wrote about in his book, The Republic, because he said democracy doesn't work. Democracy deteriorates into despotism. And, of course, this is exactly where we're headed. We're heading away from freedom towards a police state in America, a police state in Mexico, a police state in Canada, a police state throughout the world, and a ruling oligarchy. Orlean, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me. Thank you for that great introduction. You essentially covered the whole thing.
Well, I haven't covered it all. I want you to get some of the details of what's going on today.
Well, there are so many details. It is incredible. We recently had our state conference for Eagle Forum, and Dr. Corsi was there as well as you. That was the subject you spoke on, was our movement to a police state in our nation. I spoke about laying the foundation for this North American Union and the correlation, the parallel that has gone on with the European Union. My husband and I lived in Germany for 3 years. My husband is from Germany. That's how we came up with this interesting last name of Kurla. But my husband was educated at campuses in Harvard University, a school called the School of International Law and Diplomacy called Fletcher, that was started by Harvard and Tufts, and that's where he received his first two master's degrees. Then he got a job working for the German government in Germany, and from his liberal background, he thought this movement towards a European Union was something really wonderful. Now he knows what an absolute disaster it has been for his nation of Germany and for all the other countries that belong to it. So that's essentially what I shared with the audience, the many ways in which the European Union has brought down Germany, the currency with the euro.
Hold that thought, Coraline. We'll get to all these things when we get back here in a moment.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. We're issuing an extreme red alert about the worldwide food emergency. You're going to want to listen to the Alex Jones Show Friday, April 18th. He and I will discuss the American famine between 12:30 and 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. The UN World Food Program is going to spend $1 billion on food for starving nations. In a worldwide famine, where are they going to get that much food? President Bush just sent $200 million to the program. If you think U.S. food shortage prices are high now, wait until there's no food to buy. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 Central Standard Time. The American famine. Your food is being sold, and no amount of money will buy food when it's all gone. Listen to Alex Friday, April 18th, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You listen, then you decide what you have to do. This notice is on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Thanks.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Orlean Kuhler. We're talking about, of course, this effort to destroy the sovereignty of the United States because there are traitors in Washington, D.C. who have sworn to uphold our Constitution, and their goal, their purpose, their very reason for life is to destroy this nation and to merge it, first of all, with Mexico and Canada, and then, of course, to merge our North American Union with the other unions throughout the world and bring about the world government. And basically, why are we importing so much from China today? Why, very simply, because the plan has been to intentionally transfer our manufacturing capacity to other countries, to do away with our jobs, to lower our living standards, and then eventually to have equitable distribution of wealth between within nations and between nations. And between nations means transferring the wealth of this country the wealth that you've worked for your whole life for to other people so that we can raise their living standards. But to do that, we're going to have to lower your living standards. And believe me, they're in the process intentionally today of destroying the value of your life savings, destroying the value of the dollar. They're doing a pretty good job of it. It's not that the prices are going up. It's the value that the dollar is going down. And when the value of the dollar goes down, of course, they intentionally produce inflation. They increase the money supply. Why prices go up? And if you think they're high now, you think the gasoline at $4 a gallon is high, you haven't seen anything yet. They have wonderful things in store for you. And you'll be pleading, of course, you know, for them to stop. Just don't do anything you want. Just let's get back to the good old days. But ladies and gentlemen, the good old days are gone. They're gone forever. Go right ahead, Barrett.
Arlene.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You were probably referring to Barrett Chose.
I was.
She's a very good expert on all of this subject as well. Anyway, I was talking about the parallel with the European Union, and fortunately we do have their example that we can learn from if we will just learn from it. So many people don't really have a clue what's going on in Europe, but in my writings, I have three chapters devoted to what's happened in the European Union and how they use the same tactics that they are using here. I call it the three Ds. There's deception, denial, and diversion. So first of all, they are deceiving us by having this happen under the wire with their stealth techniques. And then secondly, if people do find out about it, they deny it, just like you say, they change their name. In Europe, they called it the European Community. They never would call it a union until it was a done deal. The book that Robert Pastor wrote describing all this was called Towards a North American Community. It wasn't called a union either. And not until the people actually found themselves inside this union did they then refer to it as the European Union. And then, of course, they used diversion. They have us so caught up in talking about the war in Iraq or talking about the election, talking about sports and entertainment and television and whatever else we can talk about. They will never mention this on the national broadcast. In fact, if you call in on Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity and mention this movement towards the North American Union, you can't even get a word in edgewise, or they will poo-poo it. But on Sean Hannity, I heard him just say, thank you for your call, and click. He didn't make a comment on it. Michael Medved has ridiculed anyone that does talk about this, including Phyllis Schlafly. He calls them kind of nuts and fruitcakes who are totally caught up in conspiracy theories. And, of course, he poo-poos them just like they did in the European Union movement. Anyone that questioned what was going on were ridiculed, and it was denied.
And, of course, they simply lied to the European people, and they couldn't believe that their leaders would lie to them. And they did lie, and of course, since they control the media all lied, and the television lied, and the radio lied, and the magazines and the newspapers lied, but mainly the national leaders lied. Why, we would never do anything like that. We would never destroy sovereignty. All the time they were planning on doing it, just like our leaders are doing exactly the same thing here. And you better find out what's going on, or one day you'll wake up to find that America as we've known it is simply a remembrance of things past.
That's right. One of the ladies you've had on your show, Kitty Wirthman, who grew up in under Hitler's Nazi Germany and Nazi Austria, is now the Eagle Forum president of South Dakota, and she sent me several papers that she had written, and also a man had written to her from England. And she said it also that the people were lied to. They were given false promises of prosperity and security to entice them into the various entice all of the various countries into a European Union, but they found out later it was all lies. And she described just how terrible it has been. She went back a year ago in April to visit her relatives in Austria, and her husband, who is from Bavaria in Germany, visited his relatives. And they said that it was so sad because these people who had used their entire life working so hard so they could have a decent retirement pension Now, because of the euro, their pension has been cut in half. Many of them have had to go to public housing, even food stamps. I know how embarrassing that is for these people. My own husband, his parents had set up a life insurance policy for him back in 1990 that then was worth 300,000 German marks. He checked on it last summer and was told that it's now the equivalent of 100,000 marks. So essentially the euro has devalued the German mark by two-thirds. And you can imagine what a devastation that has been for so many people and their lifestyle. And I'm sure that that's exactly what would happen with the Amero that they're planning for Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And incidentally, they already have this, and samples. A friend of mine who is one of our Eagle Farm leaders here in Sonoma County sent away to the Denver Mint for samples of the Amero that they're already minting and coming out with. This may not be the final design, but the fact they're even doing such a thing makes you realize they're planning this.
Did they actually get one from the Denver Mint?
Yes, and it shows, of course, there's nothing on In God We Trust written on it. And one side of it shows it's kind of a Mexican-looking goddess. So it has a lot of Mexican symbols. Really scary. And of course you've seen the map, the flag they already have designed for us. It has the maple leaf of Canada and the Mexico in the middle. It has the Mexican colors of red and green, and then you see the stars and stripes. Well, you just see the stars up in the left hand corner for the United States, and in the right hand corner we have a few little stripes. So the flag has already been designed. And just as a fluke, we had a man that you probably had on your program as well. He came and spoke for our Constitution breakfast last September. And at the beginning of his speech, he had us all stand up and put our hand over our heart, our right hand over our heart, but he told us to cross our fingers with the left hand and put it behind our back. And then this is the pledge he said they might come up with for this flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the North American Union and to the oligarchy for which it stands, three nations under humanism with servitude and injustice for all. And that really got the audience's attention. And the sad thing is, just at that point, there was a cute little children's choir that we had invited to come and sing at the conclusion of our program. And they entered the room with their parents at the time. I'm sure they were absolutely dumbfounded. But fortunately, they stayed and listened to his presentation, so then they knew what it was all about. But of course, we wouldn't want our children to have to give such a pledge in the schools, but what I think they probably would do is do away with the pledge entirely, because Canada and Mexico have no pledge to their flags. And then they wouldn't have to have the controversy of taking out of the pledge under God, which, of course, is something they would want removed, I'm sure.
I'm sure, because, of course, so much of what's going on today really is, it could be understood only by understanding that these people have an intense hatred of Christianity. They have an intense hatred of the God of the Bible, the God of the Jews, the God of the Christians, and you have to understand that these people have a different worldview. They know exactly what they're doing, but they must conceal the truth from the American people. And of course, Orlean has put together a wonderful book on this, and we'll tell you a little bit later how to get copies of her book. She's put a lot of hard work into it. But these things are not happening by accident, they're happening by design. But the entire media, which is controlled largely by five major corporations, is concealing the truth. Oh, there are a few independent stations out there, but we're talking about the major media. 90 to 95% is controlled by five major corporations who determine what you read, what you hear, what you see, and ultimately what you believe. So understand that there is another agenda out there. And, of course, as we see this thing unfolding step by step by step, understand that what they really want to do is certainly to do away with our southern border. This is why they've refused now for 6 years to reinforce or to enforce the laws. Why? Because they want us to defend the southern border of Mexico. You see, that's where the real line in the sand will be drawn. And But that'll, of course, give free access to people from Mexico coming here and raise our living standards and certainly everything else in our society the way it is in Mexico. Of course, they have a lawless society in Mexico. Corruption is a way of life. The military and the police work with the drug runners, and well, won't it be wonderful when we're united with Mexico? Go right ahead, Jolene.
One of our speakers at our conference also showed us a video clip of this. He's put together a documentary where it actually shows the military from Mexico coming over our borders armed, and our government is doing nothing about that.
So you
can imagine what will happen if this wide-open border continues.
We recently had a guest on one of my programs who'd written a book called Bullets at the Border. He had gone across the border and had a box of bullets in the back of his car. He didn't even know they were there. They arrested him, and the only way he was able to get out was to give his car to the judge. He gave his car to the judge, and they let him go. Isn't that nice? That's Mexican justice. We'll see it here as well.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com. MRSA.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Arlene Coulomb, who's done a great job on her treatise on the North American Union. And go ahead, certainly, Arlene, you were telling us certainly about what has happened in the European Union, how they've really impoverished the German people by destroying the value of their lifelong savings. They work all of their life, they think they have a certain amount of money, and two-thirds of it has simply been evaporated, destroyed, you know, simply by merging the German mark with the European, or so-called European currency, or euro. And, of course, everything has been aimed at helping the people in Eastern Europe. And, of course, by bringing them in, of course, Germany then has had to finance the people in Eastern Europe to raise their living standards, to give them jobs, and by so doing, transferring the wealth of the German people to the people of Eastern Europe. And it's just exactly what they tend to do here. Equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Go ahead.
And the European Union now has 27 countries that belong to it. Of course, most of those were third world countries. And they were brought in, and of course that has lowered the living standard for those countries who were somewhat well off. So you can understand why the euro has brought down the economy of Germany. I wanted to make mention, you had said that, you know, obviously there is a satanic element to this. When you look at the poster that they used to promote the European Union, it was kind of an old picture brought to life again, a painting by the Flemish artist Peter Bruegel from back in 1563 called The Building of the Tower of Babel. And the poster that they used to promote the European Union had somewhat the same design. And on it, it had Europe, many tongues, one voice. So essentially, they are reconstructing the Tower of Babel. But up above, it showed these inverted stars that now are pentagrams. And, of course, that's an occult symbol. And to me, the whole thing is an affront to God, because he's the one who broke up the Tower of Babel and wanted nation states, because nation states put a check and balance on each other. He doesn't want a one-world government, because, of course, he will not be in charge. It's Satan that wants to be in charge. And that's why they were trying to create a one-world government back at the time of Babel under King Nimrod. And God broke that up and created nation-states. And I went into the Bible Concordance, discovered 44 references to the word nation, and several of them were saying that God created this nation, and that when the nation is righteous, then it will prosper. When they believe in God, it will prosper. So obviously, God wants us to have nations. And the reason being, just like he wants us to have a balance of power in our own constitution, if one nation becomes overpowerful, then the other nations can bring down its power and put a check and balance on it. But if you look at the parliament building that has now been created in Strasbourg, it's actually a reconstruction of the Tower of Babel. They even left a little bit of the top of it open, just like the Tower of Babel was not totally completed. So I thought that was really interesting, how this is, to me, an affront to God as they reconstruct this European Union, reconstructing the Tower of Babel. And, of course, that's what they plan for us as well. And then eventually, as you mentioned, all these regional governments will be in place, and then they can incorporate a huge, mighty, powerful one-world government.
And, of course, Arlene was commenting on the inverted star. Now, ordinarily, if you look at a star, five-pointed star, the point is upward. And that is, of course, a legitimate star. That is the way that it is on most American flags. Hillary has one of these. They put it up on the Internet with the stars with the point down. And, of course, if you look at it very carefully, you'll understand that this is a reduplication, certainly, of the figure of the goat. You can actually see the two horns at the top. You can see the ears at the side, the beard at the bottom, the bearded goat. And this is an ancient occult symbol. Why would they put stars, inverted stars, adjacent to the incomplete Tower of Babel? That, of course, is the picture that was circulated in Europe. Well, basically because they understand that this is the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies. The reconstitution of the incomplete Tower of Babel under Satan's direction. Until you understand the spiritual significance of what's going on, none of this really makes sense. And the fact is, Orlean points out that there in Strasbourg, they've constructed a building where the European Parliament at least meets part of the time, and that is a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babel. They understand what this is all about, and they laugh at us because we're so stupid. We don't understand what they're doing. Their goal, a one world government, the destruction of Christianity and Judaism, a one world religion, and of course to enthrone the ruler that they worship, and it certainly is not the God of the Bible. We'll be back in just a moment with Orlean Kulev right here at Genesis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan Backer at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Orlean Kulev. But before we go on, I want to announce, if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question about what Orlean is talking about. But Orlean, would you like to get your website out? Would you like to tell people how they can get your book that you've written on the North American Union?
Well, I haven't got the website up yet. My son is going to be working on that, but they can email me at caleagle@svcglobal.net. That's C-A-L and then the word eagle at svcglobal.net. Or they could certainly call me as well, and that's 707-539-8393.
One more time.
707-539-8393. And the name of the book is Laying the Foundation for a North American Union, the Parallel to the Formation of the European Union, and the Incremental Chipping Away of the Foundations of the Once Great USA.
And, of course, you have to understand that they're working to form a similar union in South America, in Africa, in Asia, in Central Asia, the Pacific Rim. These are all underway today. This is all carefully coordinated by people of great wealth and great power. But they cannot let the people of the world understand how they're going to bring about this world government without the consent or really the knowledge of the public until one day they'll wake up and find out that they're living in a world dictatorship with a new world ruler. And, of course, this is the thing. And, of course, once this happens, the protections we have for our liberty, guaranteed by our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, will simply no longer exist. And do you think that the average individual out there, Orlean, has any idea what's going on?
No, and when you try to tell them about it, usually their eyes just kind of glaze over, and they think, oh, this lady is so strange. But what I do, I have a little button that I wear that has NAU on it, a slant across it. I wear it on airplanes. I wear it wherever I go. And if someone asks me what that is, or if they don't ask me, I say, do you want to know what my button's all about? And then that starts the conversation. And I have inside my purse a wonderful Phyllis Schlafly newsletter that she wrote about this. She was one of the first people to expose this movement back in 2005 when she discovered it on a government website. And so she started writing about it. That kind of woke up a lot of other people. They started writing about it. But she has an excellent newsletter, and I just carry that in my purse and give it to people. And when they read this and see all the documentation, then they begin to realize this is really happening. Our congressman, I was invited to come to a week's training that Phyllis Schlafly had for all of her state presidents, along with Jerome Corsi. He spoke to us for 5 days back in Washington, D.C., from 9 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, giving us all this information. We then took a packet of it, what we felt was most valuable, and copied it, took it to our various congressmen, and met with them, left this on their desks. So many of them would say, oh, this is just pie in the sky, like Mike Thompson did from my part of California. Or they would say, I've never heard anything about this. This couldn't possibly be happening. Those who really did know about it, such as Bob Bennett from Utah, told Gail Ruzicka, the state president from Utah, that, oh, this is just signs of the time. There's nothing we can do to stop it. Well, then, lo and behold, you find that he's kind of part of the whole thing. He's now been appointed to be the head of 6 senator advisors for the Transatlantic Policy Network, where they are working on a transatlantic common market that's going to be created by the year 2015 between the United States and the European Union. And again, this is with no congressional oversight, no vote. Just another example of government by stealth, but I'm sure he's very, very proud of the fact that he's been appointed the chairman of this advisory group.
And, of course, the hypocrisy is he has sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution and defend it from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and he himself is a domestic enemy, and people like that have to be exposed, and I believe that they should be tried for treason, because this is a treasonous act. In fact, by the definition of terrorism in the Patriot Act, people who are trying to change our form of government, Senator Bennett is a terrorist. He's trying to change our form of government. He knows what he's doing. The last thing he wants is for people to know, are you doing anything there? Are people doing anything in Utah to expose his skullduggery, his treachery?
Yes, Gail Ruzicka had a conference just a few months ago where she had Jerome Corsi come and speak and did expose this. But you know, what so few people attend these conferences and so few people know what to do with the information they receive because it's so mind-boggling. But the first person who should be tried for treason is President Bush.
Right.
He is the one that has formed this secretive security prosperity partnership with the former Mexican president, Vicente Fox, and with the Canadian prime minister, and that's been moving along very rapidly. The whole goal is to have this done by the year 2010, and they're probably going to achieve it because so few people are aware of this, and Congress still is not demanding congressional oversight. There is a resolution that congressmen have signed on to, but not enough to get it to be stopped. I just wanted to give this quote by Vicente Fox in case anyone is doubting this. This was given May 16, 2002. He said, "Eventually, our long-range objective is to establish with the United States, but also with Canada, our other regional partner, an ensemble of connections and institutions similar to those created by the European Union." So he actually stated this and was very proud of it. Those who are involved are very proud of it. They just, of course, don't want the rest of us to know about it until it's so far along there's no stopping it.
And, of course, the thing is that the average American finds it so difficult to believe this could be going on. He doesn't understand that they've sent our boys overseas to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq as a gigantic diversion. And, of course, as our boys are fighting and dying and being crippled for life over there, supposedly fighting for freedom and democracy, we're losing our freedom here at home. It's a great technique. It's the oldest technique in the world. You create a diversion when you want to steal somebody's wallet or their wealth. And this
is exactly what they've done. I'm so glad you brought the part about wallet or wealth. A good friend of mine, another member of our EcoForum board in California, Nancy Thompson, who is kind of in charge of our issues on national security, said that one of the things she has discovered about the Iraq War, what she feels is one of the reasons why we went in there in the first place, Saddam Hussein was very opposed to a central bank in Iraq. Well, guess what they now have? They have a central bank just like we have the Federal Reserve here, which is our central bank, so that every country of the world will soon someday have a central bank if it hasn't already happened. So that is how these cartels like the Federal Reserve, the international banking cartels, will be able to control every nation of our world. That's all part of this plan to have a one-world government someday. You can't have it unless every country has a central bank.
And I was thinking, really, one of the justifications for going into Iraq is because Saddam Hussein was such a wicked man. But everybody's forgotten. He was financed by the American government all during the 1980s. He worked for the CIA in the late 1950s. We have books on that written many years ago, but you can go up on the Internet and Google it in if you doubt what I'm saying. I mean, Saddam Hussein, CIA, worked for CIA of 1959, I believe it was. He was hired as an assassin. That's where he learned how to kill. Actually, he wasn't very good at it. He got violently ill, the first person he was supposed to kill, but with, of course, good tutoring from the CIA, became one of the most brutal tyrants of all time. But the United States financed him all during the 1980s. During the 1990s, according to Robert Baer in his book, See No Evil, which we carry, and Robert Baer worked for the CIA. In fact, his book, See No Evil, became the basis of George Clooney's movie, Syriana. But Robert Baer said that on two occasions the Iraqi military tried to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and on each occasion the American State Department betrayed the Iraqi generals. Obviously, the American State Department wanted Saddam Hussein in power, the best enemy that our money could buy. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been lied to at every turn. I mean, the reason we went in to attack Iraq has never been told to the American people. After all, they might not like the idea that we're sending our boys over there to be slaughtered so that we could lose our freedom here at home. And that's exactly what's happening. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Arlene Kuhler. We're talking about the North American Union. And believe me, it's moving along. The Security and Prosperity Partnership, you can look that up on the Internet, SPP. And should they have all these committees that are working full-time. And, of course, the whole plan is to create this North American community. That's this is a Council on Foreign Relations is behind this whole thing. These traitors, these people back in New York City at 5080 68th Street, that's their headquarters, they have a different world view. You can write to them. Write to the director, Council on Foreign Relations, 5080 68th Street, New York City, New York. Ask for their annual report. You'll get it. You'll find that Condoleezza Rice comes from there. She's Secretary of State. Colin Powell comes from there. He was Secretary of State. Madeleine Albright comes from there. Why, she was the Secretary of State. In fact, every Secretary of State, Democrat, Republican, going back to about 1947, has come from the membership rolls of the CFR. Do you honestly, in your heart of hearts, believe that's just by accident? We have a ruling elite who has no loyalty to America. We're sending boys overseas to die so that they can accomplish their dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Well, Orlean, you know, certainly Phyllis Lafley does a wonderful job, and Eagle Forum has been getting this information out probably better than any other organization. When you were back there at that meeting that Phyllis had called, I guess where Jerome Corsi had spoken, do you think that the women there really understand the spiritual forces that are energizing this movement?
I think most of our Eagle Forum leaders do. They've been well-trained, and most of them have been in their positions for a long, long time. I'm fairly a newcomer. I've only been the state president here in California 7 years. Most of them started with Phyllis Schlafly, and many of them have been in their positions for 14 or more years. Phyllis Schlafly does not believe in letting her state presidents retire. She's not planning on any retirement soon either. But so they've been at this for a long, long time, and they understand the spiritual forces behind it. They're all wonderful Christian ladies, and they understand what the ultimate goal is. That's why part of my talk that I gave at our state conference was concerning this Real ID Act, because I think that's a very vital part of this whole plan. They would like us to all have a state driver's license that is really a national ID card, because this is what Robert Pastor called for in his book Towards a North American Community. He wants us all to have a national ID card with biometrics on it, and one of the biometrics is a RFID chip, radio frequency identification chip, so that they will be able to keep tabs on all of us wherever we go, whatever we do. And then eventually they would like to have this little RFID implanted in our right hand or in our forehead, exactly what Revelation 13 is talking about. So then we will totally be subjugated and constantly spied upon. They can follow us wherever we go. And the ultimate goal is this chip in every person.
Well, I think that the average individual out there in the listening audience needs to understand that what's going on is not going on by accident. It's long-range planning. Indeed, it's been millennia in the process. But what's really so exciting, Orlean, is that we are coming to the culmination of what's been going on for thousands of years. Right now, as we're living, as they're moving very rapidly to consolidate their power over the entire earth. Never has there been a time when, you know, suddenly the children of Israel had returned to the Holy Land. Many of them, of course, are not Jews at all. They don't believe in the Jewish faith, but they've accumulated there. And then the time when, of course, everyone could be numbered by their name in the whole world, and nobody in the whole world would be able to buy or sell anything unless they had some sort of a mark on them. We don't know what it is, but there are all sorts of candidates, whether it be the RFID chip or some other sort of chip. We don't know, but never before in the history of the world has there been the degree of electronic control and computers that will allow people simply to be regulated and regimented as things are fitting into place today. And certainly we're seeing this drive towards world government, this drive towards a world leader. And I don't think you can look at what's going on today without considering its spiritual implications. And, of course, this is why the Christians should be involved and should be leading this battle. But, of course, their ministers have been neutralized. Many of them are afraid to speak out. Most of them have no idea what's going on. And most of them have more fear of government than they have of God. And they're going to have to answer, you know, when they get to heaven for what they have done, because they have a responsibility, and most of them are shirking that responsibility, to act as the watchman on the wall, as described in Ezekiel 30 and 3 and Ezekiel 33, ought to be warning the people what's going on.
What
can people really do, Arlene?
Well, they can listen to your wonderful programs. You are definitely the watchman on the wall, and you have been for such a long time. I'm so thankful for all the things I have learned from you. I'm sure your listening audience feels the same way. I wanted to let them know if this information about the RFID chip is something very shocking to them or they've never heard of this. Just go online, and you can actually see this little clip on YouTube where this nice man, Aaron Russo, who's actually the filmmaker of Freedom to Fascism, and he's a film documentary maker. He's recently passed away, but he was interviewed, and he was telling about his conversation with Nicholas Rockefeller, one of the brothers of the wealthy Rockefeller family, and they were actually good friends at one time. Nicholas Rockefeller laid out the whole plan of what the insider has for the insider's goal for the future, and he actually said that this war on terror is going to be an eternal war. He said, by having this war on terror, you can never win. It can be an eternal war, and you can keep taking people's liberties away. And Aaron Russo asked him, but why would you want to do that? What is your ultimate goal? You have all the money you need, all the power. Why would your family want to do this? And Rockefeller answered, the goal is to get everybody in the world chipped with an RFID chip. Then you get all their money and everything else about them on that chip. And if they don't like what we do, we turn off their chip. So the goal is to have everybody locked into a monitored control grid, a centralized one-world economy. And if they don't like what's happening, their chip will just be turned off.
And you will either buy or sell. That's what it's all about. Our guest has been Arlene Kula. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a fascinating hour. And just keep sounding the alarm, Arlene. We'll do the same and look forward to having you on again sometime real time, real soon. Bye-bye. God.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we certainly live in exciting times, don't we? Well, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do it. We do 5 hours a day, and then our weekend program, so that we have almost 60 outlets a week, and we've got a pretty good outreach across America. A lot of those programs are just half an hour a week, but at least people are hearing the truth and getting tied into our internet programs, and we're growing internet audience and growing shortwave audience, and people are beginning to understand the spirits of forces that are at work. So if you'd like to become part of our team, and you're in a position to do it, I know a lot of people out there hurting financially, but if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. And then, of course, if you have not yet laid in your supply of emergency food, don't put it off. We did an interview with David Sibley from Ready Reserve Foods today, who actually is the man who cooks the dehydrated food that we offer through Radio Liberty. And he was just saying that the prices are going up on a regular basis. The price of rice is going up. The price of wheat has just literally exploded. Certainly the price of so many of the other basic products that they carry are going up, and certainly, although he's able to get them now, it takes longer and longer many times to get the amount that they really want. We know that there are food riots throughout so much of the rest of the world. The price of food has gone up 83% throughout the world over the last 3 years. How could it be that we only have 2.1% inflation here in the United States, or maybe 4% inflation? And, you know, if we take in food and fuel, food and fuel are the major things that we buy. How do they come up with a figure of 2.1% core inflation? They simply lie, ladies and gentlemen. But, of course, they did begin to tell the truth here. Just a few days ago, they announced that in the last month or two, in 1 month, the wholesale price of production actually went up 1.1%. We'll carry that over a year. You're talking 13%. And, ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen anything yet. That's how they destroy the value of a currency, and that's exactly what they're doing. For as Alan Greenspan said in his book, The Age of Turbulence, quoting Lenin, there is no better way to destroy a nation than, of course, to debauch its currency, and not one person in a million will know what's happening. Not one person in a million will recognize what's happening. And understand, our leaders idolize Lenin. I've been to their headquarters at the Council on Foreign Relations at 5868 Street in New York, where they keep the copy of their magazine that Vladimir Lenin, that great murderer and tyrant and cruel, inhuman beast, the copy of their magazine that Vladimir Lenin read, and they have it there under glass so everybody can see it and admire it, to know how Lenin was working for their same goal. The one world order, the one world religion. Well, and of course, the coming world leader. If you've not laid in a good supply of food, or you need the other emergency supplies, you need the barrels, you need the water filters, or you need pumps to get the water out of the barrels, if you'd like one of our emergency food catalogs, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.